pre-show for Monday. And as I promised and as we noted on the website, update for all of you BSPs, Backstage Pass people, whether you're new BSPs or your old BSPs, the latest on our customer service. We're attacking all of the customer service emails. We're getting to all of them as much as we can. There's one area where we are not able as yet to, and that is anything having to do with CyberSource. So if you're subscribing through CyberSource or you have business with us through CyberSource, it'd probably be 24 hours or so before we're in there, but we got locked out, not because of anything we did, and I don't think of anything nefarious on anybody's part, but we've had passwords changing. And when you change lots of passwords, you got to make goddamn sure that you're writing the goddamn password down as correctly as you can, and that you have a way of changing it back, and that you're not going to get locked out of an account because they don't know this, that, or something else. Now, you know, this is not my purview. I'm the messenger here. So, CyberSource is delayed here over the weekend as a result of that, but I know we'll have it cleared up in 24 hours. Thereabouts, probably sooner. What else? Well, here's what else. We will return to our Saturday and our Sunday shows next. And by Saturday and Sunday shows, we will return to the Saturday Cinema and to Elcott next weekend. We're getting a new administrator up to speed, and we're getting a new administrator up to speed and schedule. And this is a 7-day-a-week show, if you think about it. We've got a new product that we attempt to put on the air or put on the web 7 days a week. So you kind of got to get a schedule down where you're not working everybody's ass. So I'm the only one around here who works 7 days a week. I never stop working unless I take a goddamn vacation. But that every fucking day I'm working, which is fine. I don't mind that at all. But I can't ask that of other people. So. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we'll return to the Saturday Cinema. We will return to Elcott, The Next Step, and all that shit. I hope you have checked out our Elcott puppet show. Yeah, you have. That was done by Michael Naren, Faluda. Forget the name of your company, Michael. I'm sorry, but it's so great, and we're getting a lot of views on that. And that's cool. Had a good chat. If you haven't listen to the Friday night chat from this past week, you should. Joe Olander was on the text chat portion. We tried to get him Skyped in, but guess what? I don't have a Skype camera here. So he would not be talking to me in the real-time sense that we needed it. He'd have to be looking at the video cast, and as you guys know, that's delayed. So how's about I plug in a camera? Yeah, I will do that, and then we will have Skype available for our Friday night chats. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do is incorporate that like we've been talking about doing. You guys give me a call on Skype. I pull you in and bang, you know, you're up on the viewer with me. What else? I think that's it. Just writing a tweet here. Oh, Ventura Comedy Club, Wednesday night. Come on out. Join us. We will lighten the fuck up. Lightning comes along. Can't you hear the angels sing? All right, man. Crazy shit, man. Wednesday night show. I'm going to have to work on that one. Do the same show that I did, I think, last time out at Ventura. Or, excuse me, at the Hollywood Improv. But got to fill it out with a little bit more because it'll be a solo. So, come on out. Right thing, I don't know. Oh. man. United States, path to the final. Semifinal defeated Spain. So here we are in the final against Serbia. Boy, that coach, we're kicking their fucking ass. 84-47. We defeated Serbia in pool play by 3 points. Now we're just destroying their asses. Is this live? Well, one would think that we would win the basketball after all, you know. We have the big, tall, you know, well, good nutrition people. Okay, whatever that means. I have no idea. Forget I said it. Yeah, fuck, God damn it, man. All right, here we go. Went out to Quincy Street on Saturday night with my good friend Big D. He was here. He had just gotten done golfing at River Ridge, which is a course here in Ventura County that's very highly rated course, but very windy, extremely windy. And, of course, it's extremely windy here anyway, and it's just up the road from where we live. So there's all this wind blowing off the ocean across the course, and he was telling me about it. We went and had dinner. Lauren was hanging out here, and Don and I went and had dinner up at Quincy Street, introduced him to Danny and all the guys, and we had a pretty good dinner. We had a couple of pieces of prime rib. Don was banging down the Coors Lights, and I'm drinking Long Island iced teas. I don't know what's going on with my life, but anyway. Until the right thing comes along. Went over top of him, man. Watching the U.S. and Serbia. U.S. is killing them. Just destroying them. I'm also going to be emceeing the LaSalle High School fall. What is it called, Don? I'm going to be emceeing the LaSalle High School fall spectacular, something like that. It's a fundraiser for my alma mater, LaSalle High School, one of my alma maters, and it'll be a beautiful thing. That's happening in October? Yeah.
Oh, man. Windy outside.
Our window line. Crowded. Inside. Stark naked. All right. Traffic. Explosions. Got 88-47, and Krzyzewski looks like he's in the middle of just hell on earth while the players are having a ball on the bench. Coach Krzyzewski's sitting there just, See what we got here in terms of news. something comes along. Donald Trump wrestling with how and whether to deport 11 million people from the U.S. Looks like he's not going to do it. Sure sounds like Donald Trump is considering his biggest flip-flop yet. Okay, so we'll do the basketball. What happened?
Well, what did you do?
I fucked up. Krzyzewski, man, he's been a coach a long fucking time, right? I mean, he has been at it, dude. So these guys are congratulating each other. Runaway victory. Vladimir Putin sends condolences to Turkey. Yeah, fuck them. I think the Ryan Locke story, I'm so bored with that goddamn story, I can't even begin to tell you. Whatever. He's a punk-ass kid, this, that. You tell me that's the worst goddamn problem they got in Rio de Janeiro, man. I know a lot of people probably think, well, why aren't you? You're usually, like, jumping all over those people. No, not usually. I mean, look, he's young. He's an athlete. He's going to act like a dick. I don't hold these guys up on a high pedestal to begin with. So when they act like fucking clowns, I almost expect it. The thing that gets lost in all of this, again, is the toilet bowl that Rio de Janeiro and the entire country of Brazil is. That this is like a big international news. What ought to be making the international news is the fucking murder rate, off the chart, fucked up crime center that place is, man. Carmelo Anthony's coming off the floor. Hearst Castle is closed because there's a fire on the central coast, which was up. It looked like it was approaching Big Sur. They finally reopened parts of Big Sur for business. The highway's open. Every fucking summer, it seems like there's some terrible fire that's threatening that area. One of my favorite areas in the world. Who won that game? Hillary Clinton leads Trump by 6 points in Ohio, dead heat in Iowa. What that means, but we'll see here. Oh, this is a right-wing site. This is the Washington Times. Washington Times is a full-on right-wing. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I was looking at this thing. What is this, man? Okay. I don't know. Unbelievable. I was just reading about it. It's fucking mass murder in Alabama. Unfucking real. Is this the Blue Cut fire that we're talking about here in the Sierra or the Big Sur fire? Blue Cut fire? Or is it, no, Riverside? Who's the head coach of Philadelphia now? The Eagles? Yeah, this is San Bernardino. 37,000 acres. Wow. What does that fucking say? Mid wage occupation ballooned in the last few years, according to new data from the Federal Reserve. There's old coach Krzyzewski. Looks like we got a little Grecian formula going there. I don't know who that is, but he looks like a distinguished chap. So the U.S. is going to get up there and get the medal. All right, good. Now, who are those guys? That's Serbia? No, that's Spain. That's Gasol. Good job, Spain. You know, you got to like these guys. You know, we see them playing in the NBA during the regular season. I don't know who. I remember watching the Argentina-Brazil games. So many guys that play for Golden State. A couple of guys I saw were Spurs. All right. That having been said and that having been done, we are ready to do what we must. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh. Oh, shit. Wait. I got one other thing I gotta fucking do. God damn it. What? One spot. Five for DraftKings, three for Film Arcade. Okay. Blue Apron. Copy start date. 8:22. Today is 8:22, I think. Or tomorrow will be. Yeah. All right. I don't think they even told me whether these are pre-rolls or what they are. I've used Uh-huh.
Ain't no use in calling out your name now. Like I never know before.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.